WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has just now posted a message he says is meant for the people of Iran.
I know you don't support the rapists and murderers of Hamas and Hezbollah, but your leaders do. You deserve more. The people of Iran should know Israel stands with you. May we together know a future of prosperity and peace.
Iran killing the top commander of Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon over the weekend. Israel, actually. Hezbollah's acting head says they will continue fighting. Western North Carolina grappling with hundreds of thousands of power outages. People are stranded without food, water, and other necessities. Hurricane Helene ripping across the southeast and slamming the area around Asheville, North Carolina, hit particularly hard. There is an investigation underway in Conyers, Georgia, following a massive chemical plant fire that led to thousands of evacuations east of Atlanta. They aren't sure even what chemicals were released. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. The people who build new homes in Madison can't afford to live in them. That's the conclusion of a study done by the firm Construction Coverage. In Madison, construction workers earn about $30 an hour, but the average monthly mortgage payment is more than $2,000 a month. That means Madison construction workers would have to work 55 hours a week to keep housing costs below 30% of their pay. It was only 42 hours a week when they crunched the numbers 2 years ago. The Bartell Theater is hosting a film series. It's called Bruin View, starting next month. The Bartell has spent the last 2 years raising $40,000 to install a projector, a screen, and a surround sound system for showing movies. The series starts on the 25th with The Big Lebowski. Other screenings on the schedule include Hocus Pocus and a restored and uncut version of Alfred Hitchcock's thriller classic Psycho. All tickets are general admission and cost $5. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Coach Matt LaFleur said the team started slow but finished strong.
Unfortunately, we just didn't get enough completions, but I did think he looked, as the game went, it seemed to me that he looked more and more comfortable. We made more explosive plays, which is tough to do when a team's sitting back in two shell.
Green Bay heads to LA to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 63. You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we'll be back from California and be catching up on the news as well as Wisconsin events. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
The Supreme Court is completely his. You know, I mean, it's so disgraceful, this court, that it shouldn't even be allowed to be called the Supreme Court. You know, I mean, it's an insult to Motown to call it the Supreme Court. So, it's not even a court. It's only a court in the sense that the court of Louis XVI was a court. You know, I mean, basically, it's a harem. Okay? It's a harem. It's Trump's harem. So I always feel sorry for the 3 real judges on the court.
That was Fran Lebowitz. It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show.
She was
show.
On Real Time.
She was with Bill Maher. It's 7 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with lovely Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
And the lovely and talented Sean Legs Barton.
Morning.
Good morning.
Money.
Should we tell people why your name is Legs?
Yes.
Only if you want to.
I'm going to.
Okay.
It's like, I'm going to tell.
I'm going to do it anyway.
All right.
So I've known Sean now for a long time. Longer than Stephanie's been alive.
Okay.
We're just going to go with that.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Because we met in January. He doesn't remember, but we did meet in January of 81.
All right.
There's no proof of that. There's no. I don't think there's any proof of that.
I think Lizette and others could. Jonathan,
I don't think so.
Smith?
No, maybe Smith.
Smith. He might
maybe
know.
Smith.
Anyway, so it was about, I forget what we were doing. Oh, we were doing You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yes.
In 82, I believe.
Yeah, but I met you before that when you had Lockjaw.
Yes, that was in 81.
All right.
And who were you playing?
He was
no,
in
no,
that
no.
show. No.
Not me.
No, my mom and my Uncle Jim, neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kind of were the MCs before the play.
Got it.
I was a stage manager of the show.
Okay.
And so mom gets up and she starts doing Q&A. And didn't you get up and ask a question?
No, I didn't ask a question. I sat there and was just enjoying the show.
But then she pointed you out.
Yes, she did.
And then made you come up on stage.
Yes.
She did. He was wearing shorts.
Do you know why I was asked to come up on stage?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Because
I said something.
She made a comment in regards to handsome or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And which is all fine if you're in your 50s. But when you're not and you're kind of you're there.
When you look like Sting.
Yeah, I did look like Sting for a minute.
He did. I'm not kidding. He did.
Anyway, so I was called up on stage because apparently people from the sides were calling out names. And,
oh, Gina and Perry and myself. And
Andy. Anyway, I was brought up on stage.
Aw.
Yes, yes, and he was wearing shorts.
Okay.
And she pointed out his nice gams.
Mm.
And so from that moment on, he was just Legs.
Legs.
She doesn't know his actual name.
she doesn't. She really doesn't.
I swear to God, she does not know his actual name. Yeah. She's just like, oh, hi. Tell Legs hello.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Hence, yeah. The show was called The Ham and Legs Show.
Right. Got it. Okay.
See?
Yeah.
But yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I remember now. We were yelling.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember now. We were mean.
Yeah, it was a thing for quite a while afterwards, yes.
We probably yelled John Berlin's name, too. I'm sure we did.
Probably. Sure. I think it was more of like who was in the audience.
Right.
And I don't know if John had made it to that show. I think he came to either a later one or an earlier one.
Yeah, I'm sure that his name was bantied about as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sure it was. You know, the handsome boys at school. Because our school was, what, 120 people?
So there was three of us.
Yeah. Yes, the three handsomest boys.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's the origin of Legs for all of you that didn't know.
Cool.
Ooh, speaking of handsome and romantic gentlemen, hi, Kevin in D.C.
Kevin!
I'm putting him back on hold.
All right.
I'm going to restart this because obviously there's an issue, so I will restart.
Or Kevin wasn't there.
Or Kevin's not there, man.
Yep.
Wait,
what happened to Kevin?
He'll be back. He'll be back.
I think we should have a search party.
Oh, hey. He'll be back. He's okay.
All right.
All right. So Matt Gaetz, not a nice man.
No, he's not.
Giant forehead. You can play so many CinemaScope films.
Yeah. Or Cinerama films.
Or Cinerama.
That'd be funny.
70 millimeter.
Just projected on his forehead. That'd be funny. That'd be funny.
We could finally see This is Cinerama.
Mm.
We could.
In its intended format.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. So he says, okay, so he wrote a letter to the GOP-led House Ethics Committee about his problems with girls.
Mm-hmm.
He addressed the letter, which he shared on Twitter, because I dead name it. Like he dead names his child.
Okay.
To Michael Guest. He's a Republican from Mississippi, I think. And Susan Wild from PA. He writes, "Your investigation into me has devolved into a political payback exercise devoid of adequate due with leaks and now seeking deeply personal information that is no business of Congress."
Uh-oh.
No business. "The committee has, during the course of its work, released public statements to cast me in a negative light." Oh, poor man.
Aw.
"I'm being investigated and judged by my political opponents. This is Soviet."
It is.
Kevin McCarthy really doesn't like Matt Gaetz.
No.
He added, "Your correspondence of September 4th asks whether I've engaged in sexual activity with any individual under 18. The answer to this question is unequivocally no." I'm not buying it now. "You can apply this response to every version of this question in every form." He went on to deny taking, quote, "illicit drugs" as well. "You ask whether I've illegally taken drugs. You take drugs or you don't."
Right.
The drugs may be illegal or not.
Correct.
But you can't illegally take drugs.
Right.
It's a very strange thing.
It is weird.
"I have not used drugs which are illegal. Absent some law allowing use in a jurisdiction of the United States." So he smokes some weed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
"I have not used illicit drugs which I consider to be drugs unlawful for medical or over-the-counter use everywhere in these United States." And then he accused the Biden DOJ, which keeps arresting Democrats, by the way,
yeah.
Which closed its investigation into Gaetz, leaking damaging information about him. He goes on to write, "Your September 4 correspondence to me reveals your investigation is about more than enforcing House rules and is uncomfortably nosy." Aww.
Uncomfortably nosy.
Aww. Aww. Poor boo-boo.
Investigations are often uncomfortably
nosy. That's why they're uncomfortably nosy. It's like with Melania complaining about the search warrant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, nobody likes their stuff gone through.
Right.
Right.
Don't crime.
Don't be married to a crimer.
Again, good on a t-shirt.
You know?
Don't crime.
Don't crime.
Don't crime. Stop with the criming or being married to a crimer.
Right.
Exactly.
Things you could have done, lady. Many things. He goes on to say, "You ask in part whether I've had sex with a list of adult women over the past 7 years. The lawful consensual sexual activities of adults are not the business of Congress. Neither is a detailing of medications I have taken under color of law." Ooh.
Oh.
"I no longer voluntarily participate in this regrettable abuse of the committee. oh, he's in so much trouble. I understand that the committee is issued, but not served, a subpoena for my testimony. I explicitly reserve all of my rights pursuant to the House rules and the U.S. Constitution. You go there, forehead boy. He's uncomfortable.
It sounds like it.
He's not having a good time.
No.
Rightfully so. Kevin McCarthy knows stuff.
I'm sure he does.
He keeps coming out with little bits and bits and bits, and he hates Matt Gaetz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
Yes.
So, Matt, I hope you don't get reelected because you're Matt Gaetz. Though I would like you to be like at the drive-in so that we can just put the... We can all pull our cars up and watch
just watch
the movie.
Just watch the show.
There Will Be Blood. I believe that was shot in 70 millimeter. That would look great on his forehead.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Excuse me, sir. You're nodding off. Lift up.
All right. Let's see. Kevin, are you there? Kevin?
I'm concerned for Kevin now.
Now I'm worried.
Kevin dropped off.
Kevin. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
There you are.
Good.
Thank you. Right. Oh,
yes, hi. Apologies in advance. As you may have been told, I'm at the DMV. So if I have to get off,
the DMV. Thanks
in the background. Yes. So first, I want to say really quick, hi, of course.
Hi.
Sorry, guys. And I really want to say quick, Jody, you have just become part of the top 10 list I do. Whenever I'm blue, it perks me right up. It includes the first time I got to kiss Stephanie, when I got to kiss Bernadette Stannis from Good Times. A split screen of Little Richard and Pat Boone singing Tutti Frutti and seeing Little Richard make him look like the dork he is.
Yeah.
And finally, you going from your wonderful, soothing voice to your shut up passion really puts a big smile on my face. Hubba hubba. So didn't
You're
know
easy.
You had it in you. Wow. I really am. It's pitiful. But now to get what I'm calling, I know you guys are exhausted, but I literally just ran across a quick clip earlier this morning of Trump having the nerve to say, first of all, insulting millions of people and their people who love them, saying that she was born mentally deficient or something.
Yeah, disabled.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one that immediately thought, but if she whipped your ass, what does that make you, first of all?
Right.
Exactly.
Also, she has a Juris Doctorate and he has... something from Wharton
that he didn't earn.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, who's the stupid one?
Right. Right. Exactly.
I mean, I'm tired. It's one more example number 5,550,000 that not only him, but these people, I don't, hypocrite and projection doesn't really quite cover it. The word hasn't been invented for these people. And I hope that you and all the people listening to you and the people in America will finally help us purge this scourge on November 4. I can't believe with so many Republicans from Dick Cheney and his daughter to, I think, who was it that just endorsed him? Oh, I'm blanking on his name. Darn it. He just did it, but another Republican. But anyway.
Jeff Flake.
Jeff Flake. It was Jeff Flake. We had the audio earlier. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. If even they are tired of this piece of crap, surely America will flush this orange turd away once and for all and then deal with his minions as well. I don't know about you, but I am plain worn out. I'm thankful for your humor and everyone who tries to make it funny to deal with it, but I'm kind of laughed out now. I'm sick of this farce. I'm sick of this crap, and he needs to go.
You are correct, sir, and have fun at the DMV.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear him in the background?
Yeah,
it's,
a little
so
bit.
Fun. Yep.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love the GMV. But
I already straightened it out before, and yet I'm right back. Oh, but I better not talk too loud. After all, they have my.
They have all your information. They have all your information, especially if you're getting a real ID.
Yeah. I have to go to the DMV at some point to get a real ID.
Oh, it's such a pain.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day. Have a good day, darling.
Thank you for.
Did you. Okay, when I got it, which was years ago,
right?
Because we were told that you had to have it by 2022 or whatever.
Right, but COVID kind of messed that up.
Well,
right.
I got it. I think I got mine in 2019.
Okay,
yeah.
But the Social Security card, which is like why?
Yeah.
Why do you need that? Why? Then proof of like a bill,
right? A bill or a deed or
a deed,
or
something
a
that
lease.
Shows where you live,
right.
So that whatever, and then. your past license, if you have one, birth certificate, those kinds of things.
Right.
And then they make you fill out all this stupid paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I was...
You can do all of that online before,
you
right?
Can do, you can do, but sometimes if you do that, they still make you do other stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just... And I mean, here, I don't know about any place else, but here, obviously, you can make appointments at the DMV, which does help.
Yeah,
right.
Tremendously. And if you can do it, do that. Mm-hmm. But it's such a... It was like, seriously? I was with Lonnie, and he's like, well, do you have a car registration? I'm like, seriously? So Lonnie went to the truck. My name is on his, with his truck. So it's like, here, does that work? Well, I guess it will this time. I mean, it was
right.
Like,
yeah. Well, if you have a passport, you don't need one.
Right.
Yeah, that's the other thing is like, if you don't want a real ID to get on a plane, because that's why you need it, is to get on a plane.
Yeah.
If you have a passport, which all you need is a birth certificate for that one, kids.
I got into it with TSA because he wouldn't let me pass and goes, you don't have the right ID. And
it's
I looked
a passport.
At it, and no, it wasn't passport. It was just my regular like DMV. And he goes, well, you don't have the right one. And I've been traveling all over. And I went, I'm sorry, what? And he goes, you don't have the right one. I go, right one what? He goes, you don't have the real ID. And I went, I don't have to get one for another year or
right,
so.
Right.
And he goes, well, why don't you have one now? And I went, what?
Wow.
And so, yeah, he and I kind
of
got...
That's a bit of a power trip there.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that point, you know, you're in kind of a...
A line, and people are mad.
And people are behind. Yeah, but there's like multiple TSA. And so I just turned to the guy next to him and go, excuse me, do you mind looking at my ID? And he's looking at me, and he's looking at the guy. And I went, obviously, he's not doing his job. Do you mind doing it? And so it became kind of a thing. And so I'm going like, dude, I'm here like an hour and a half. I got nothing but time, and you're not going to hold me up. So, you know, someone... Let me through. And the guy said, and so they kind of, and then they kind of got into it.
I bet.
Of course, the people behind me were not happy.
No, they were not.
Causing problems. But anyway, but I have a passport. I mean, because again, I travel all over. But yeah, I'm just going to go, well, it doesn't make sense to me because I tried to get my real ID years ago and they wanted all this information. I'm going like, well, don't you already have all that? Because how did I get my license in the first place?
Yeah, birth certificate.
And then they say, well, we don't hang on to it. And I went, but if I give you all this now, then what? Oh, we have the technology, we have this and we have that. I said, so you are going to hang on to it now? And he goes, well, yeah. And I went, okay, so I just need to passport? And he goes, well, yeah, you could do that. And I went, okay.
Okay, then I will do that.
And you only have to renew that every 10 years. It's a little expensive, but it's every 10 years, and you can travel with that on a plane.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can travel anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere with a passport. So I highly recommend people getting that.
Unless you're banned from a country.
You cannot get into Canada if you have a DUI.
Right.
They don't like you.
No.
They don't want you. Even as a visitor, they don't want you in there.
I had a colleague that was turned away.
Lonnie did too.
Interesting.
At customs in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to turn right around and walk back to the airport and try and get back home again.
Yeah. And he got on a plane back like 4 hours later. And I was like laughing, going like, are you serious? I'm like, okay. All right.
They're hardcore about it. I don't blame them.
Right.
No.
But yeah.
Their country, their rules.
Their country, their rules.
Yep.
And Lonnie actually was just up there a few weeks ago with the band that he's with, and they were concerned because one of the members of the band had an issue prior, but they got cleared through their visa.
Oh, okay,
so they were lucky. Because you can go ahead of time and go, hey, it was, and if it's a long time ago, like 20 years ago, I think you're okay, but if it was in like the past 10 years is where they get
serious. Yeah, he had one, I think it was like 7 years prior.
Yeah.
And they said, nope, still, and he's kind of like, okay. And
I'm okay.
And I'm like, what?
Off I go.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going? He goes,
oh my goodness, we are running very late. It's already 23 minutes after the hour.
My bad.
Good. That was a nice conversation. Okay, it's 23 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Holy cow, you just blew my mind.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Pat Kreitlow, words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is 28 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton with Chris Lavoie and Sean Barton. We are, wow, it's already 28 minutes after.
Uh-huh.
Goodness gracious. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Time flies.
Hi. Time flies. Look at that mug, everybody. Look at that mug.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he cute? You are. You're adorable.
Adorable.
You are. You're one of the most adorable people I know.
Wow.
And I'm adorable.
You are.
And so is Chris.
Hi. Hi.
Just ask Nick. See, Chris is adorable. See? Oh, anyway. Ay vey. This has been... We just went off on a tangent on that last segment.
Yeah, we did.
That's why we went so long.
Yeah. Get a passport.
Get a passport.
I think that's what we're
saying. Pretty much it. Just get a passport.
Just get a passport.
And that can help you vote. I would assume a passport should be a valid ID to vote, shouldn't it? No, but
it is. I would think so because...
But you have to live in the state and the city.
Your address is on a passport, right?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Is it?
I don't know. It's not.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
don't know. Everybody, people call in.
It's been a while since I've looked at my passport, actually.
So. I don't think your address is on it. I think it's just your
hand
who
it over.
You are.
Here you go. Hand it over.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Okay.
All right. It is. This is off the rails. We'll do better the next
You're welcome.
Two segments. You're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much. All right. It's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 25 Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are part of the Hurricane Helene relief effort in the southeastern United States. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. Pro-democracy groups are keeping up the pressure on the mayor of Wausau. Doug Dinney removed a ballot drop box out of public reach last week. Critics call the move voter suppression. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local.
This is just another part of a larger puzzle of continued voter suppression and trying to have fewer people vote in the upcoming November election.
There was a similar controversy in Beaver Dam, where the Dodge County Sheriff urged local clerks not to use drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. The town of Westport is trying to incorporate as a village. The move would give people who live there more say in future development projects. About 4,200 people live in Westport, which is just north of Madison. Last week, the Westport Town Board voted unanimously to support an incorporation petition. The town chairman tells the Cap Times the goal is to preserve wetlands and natural resources important to Dane County's chain of lakes. Dane County nonprofits are trying to bridge the gap between immigrant communities and elected officials. The third annual Immigrant Town Hall was last night at the Catholic Multicultural Center. Former Middleton Mayor Gertie Brar, who is an immigrant himself, was one of the people there serving as a translator. Organizers say they'll keep pursuing ways to engage with Dane County's immigrant community and help people who want to become citizens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell for Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's the last day of September, and we're spoiled under sunny skies and high soaring, summery to the mid-80s. Cold front moves through overnight, kicking up those winds and dropping our temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think he's right. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome in Bill and Judy Summers from Summers Christmas Tree Farm.
And we have more Idiocracy news for you.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
At feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What Biden should do, not that you asked, but when they passed that law, the Supreme Court passed that ruling, you know, where they said
You're not the president, you're the king, which is what that ruling is. You can do whatever you want, you can never be, you know, held responsible. I thought, you know, Biden's still the president. No one seems to notice, but Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court? Yeah.
I'm the president, I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. We have the lovely and talented Stephanie Miller on the Stephanie Miller Show. Yeah, we need a jingle.
How dare you, sir? Here's the, what just happened. Clyde was so excited to see Jody that he barfed right next to her. Yep. And then I realized that he's just been sitting here kissing my face.
I think it was Bonnie that did it.
Jody has that effect on everyone. They're like the little character in South Park.
Stan.
She's so pretty. They just go, bleh.
Hi.
Hot enough for you in Phoenix, Chris?
It was hot, yeah.
Chris's text kept going, it's 100, it's going to be 111, make sure you, then the next day, it's going to be 113.
And there was 117.
It was 117 on Saturday at the airport.
Frangela made fun of him on stage. Uh-huh. He's like, it's going to be 117, dress appropriately. I mean, what the F
what
is appropriate
wear?
For 117?
How do you
tin foils, so you could just cook yourself to death and be done with it?
Cotton. You don't wear...
What's appropriate for 100...
You wear cotton.
Oh, my God. That was Frenzel's line of the night. It's like, Phoenix, no offense. I mean, there's hot, and then there's Satan's a-hole hot. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we're in Satan's a-hole.
It's unseasonably hot, yes.
Oh, my God.
It was a little warm, was it?
But it was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God. Allison Gill and Katrina Schaffner was fantastic.
And the people at the Arizona Financial Theater were amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a big old barn.
That was a big house, yeah.
Because we're a Live Nation tour. It's like a 5,000 seat. We were like,
they shrunk it down. Yeah, shrunk it down.
We're used to, we played the Orpheum and the Herberger last time, so we were like, wow,
this
so
is big.
Thank you, Phoenix audience, you made it seem huge.
Yes. And it was very air conditioned. I was so cold inside.
Oh my God, Chris is backstage in like a friggin' parka. He's like, oh.
Because it was 71 inside, and I'm like,
well, when Chris just has to wear a shirt, you know, it's a bad day.
Well, yeah.
So I hung out with the future president yesterday, and by hung out, I mean I was
in a room with her?
Billion miles away.
Donna Mills is the future president?
Yes. My many bad life choices, Chris. I decided of all the people there, who should I take a picture with? Oh, I know. Donna Mills. That was second only to my choice to take a picture with Christy Brinkley at a Hillary fundraiser.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yes, I would like my picture.
With a
next
really,
to...
really pretty lady.
Is there any human that looks good next to...
Donna Mills?
Could I pick someone that hasn't been in an Aaron Spelling production, Chris? I know you say I only date women that look like they can be in an Aaron Spelling production, but I don't want to be photographed with them.
Well, therein lies the rub.
There it is. Exactly.
Yeah, she looks amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. She was. Oh, and like I talked to Gray Davis, former governor of California.
Okay.
I was talking to Donna, and I said, hey, Governor, we were just saying how that Enron thing was bull blank.
Yes.
And he said, you're right. It was bull blank.
Uh-huh.
I don't have my box. Jody has
my box.
It's
not even on.
Jody is the owner of my box.
I don't even turn it on.
Oh, all right. Yeah. It was. He took the blame for that Enron bull. Thank you, Chris.
Yes. Well, what I learned from that whole Enron thing is don't take a utility advice from Texas.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, so, and Lindy Lee was there somewhere with the vice president. I didn't get to see her.
Oh, of course.
She's
so far
away. I was
back in the nosebleeds. But it was fantastic. Alanis Morissette sang. She was amazing. And
isn't that ironic?
Oh, God. Isn't that ironic? Canadian.
Who's, Obama's anger translator?
Key and Peele?
Yeah, yes. Key. Was there.
Yes.
And he was hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, the vice president was on fire. It was amazing. So, a good time. It was my birthday.
It was.
Happy birthday.
I thought, do I need to feel worse about myself? Where's someone? Oh, Donna Mills. Can I get a picture with you? Great.
Were there any other celebrities you could have?
I didn't. Yeah, not that I saw in time. You had to grab a seat. It was like sold out to the rafters, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I know. My friend Marsha couldn't make it, but I hung out with her friend Tracy. So they have two Tracy friends in their friend group, and they call this one Black Tracy because she's the Black Tracy. And so Marsha told me to look for her. And so I had to yell, Black Tracy. And now everyone thinks I'm racist.
Well,
I'm like, thanks a lot, Marsha. And she's like, well, that's how we know which Tracy we mean.
Wow.
I said it seemed inappropriate for a Kamala Harris fundraiser.
Yes.
So I sat with Black Tracy.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Atta girl.
Okay.
Make sure you caption her like that. In, you
yes, know, please. Please do that.
In your photos.
I was taking pictures with white Donna Mills.
Okay.
And white Gray Davis.
Yeah, he's almost translucent.
He's very, yeah, he's like John Fugel saying white. Yeah. He's very
yeah.
white.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, kids, that's it.
That's it?
Look at me. I look like poop.
You didn't melt.
I just went for a hike.
You didn't melt in Phoenix?
Oh, my God.
I warned you not to walk to the theater.
I molested that monument. I yeah. cupped that statue's balls, and I my hand almost yeah. welded to the... I was only outside for, like, 45 seconds. I was like, I think my hand is
yeah.
melting.
Phoenix natives know not to touch metal that's been sitting
yeah,
in the sun
well,
in the summer.
Well, if you're trying to get a really immature picture, you just make that sacrifice.
Well, you said you were going to walk to the theater, and the theater was, like, 8 blocks away, and I'm like, yeah. you're not going to make it?
I made it 2 blocks and then did it. Yeah. I was like, whoop, nope. Nope.
Not at that weather.
Oh, by the way, you know what comforts me when I listen to the show? Not only do you guys do a great job, but you are always, always wrong, even when I'm not here. The Kamala Harris fundraiser was at JW Marriott, not at
the Ritz.
The Ritz.
Oh, well, they're in the same building.
Okay, it was at JW Marriott. Okay,
they're in the same building.
All right.
I didn't know where it was. He was the one that told me.
Because you told me.
What?
You told me over the weekend.
Goodbye. Here, legs. You can have your microphone back. Goodbye.
Yes. All right.
Hi, puppies.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm glad she's awake yes. and fine and didn't burn her hand.
What did I miss?
You were adorable behind her
Thanks.
Just now. He was doing bits behind her. Like, for what? Those of you on Free Speech TV, you enjoyed it.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Now we have an out of the gate. See, Chris?
That's right.
Whee! All right. Kurt in Ohio. Hi.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Jody and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Hey, you were talking about sex education in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell you, when the boys and the girls got separated, we actually had to have our guidance counselors teach it to us, and I kid you not, the guidance counselor's name was Mr. Boner.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
No, no.
No.
No, no.
No.
His name is Gordy Boner.
Gordy Boner, that's
used to tell us that his wife's name was Eda Boner.
No. No.
No.
Yeah.
No. 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 I'm not buying that.
My BS meter is going.
Yeah, no. I don't think so. But that was cute. I'll give you that, buddy. So we had some good inflation news.
Good.
By the way. The U.S. Fed's inflation measure has edged down.
Mm-hmm.
Last month. So it's similar now to pre-pandemic levels. Take that, Donald.
Mm-hmm.
The economy, income and savings and consumer spending are all stronger than previously estimated, according to new ruling.
Mm-hmm.
And with price increases cooling and heading towards the central bank's longer term target of 2%, which is, I think, way too low.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. Right. But, hey, we're getting there. Okay. Policymakers announced last week they're slashing rates by 0.5%.
Okay.
So borrowing is going to be a little less expensive. Saving will not be as good.
Mm.
I've enjoyed the higher interest rates because I have a savings account.
Ah.
Overall data shows the slowing but positive spending and a deceleration of inflation. And real consumer spending rose 0.1% in August, underscoring that consumers are becoming a little – we're still frugal.
Okay.
Because we're a little, mm-hmm. you know, gun-shy.
Right.
But the data on the labor market will be key in determining the pace of the interest rate shifts moving forward. But this is good news because everybody's been concerned that the Fed won't lower interest rates before the election.
Right.
Now, we're not going to technically feel it as soon as we could.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the fact that this is starting, I just paid less than $5 a gallon for premium gas the other day in my neighborhood.
What?
I know. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I paid less than $5 a gallon.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, when
I saw 319 in Phoenix.
Well, there you go. When I was
over the border.
Yeah, it's
a lot cheaper.
Well, I mean, and when I was in Texas for my nephew's funeral, I'll tell you about that.
Okay.
Wait. When I was in Austin for that,
mm-hmm.
I was with my niece, with Rachel,
mm-hmm.
and we went to get gas. I'm like, people are complaining about $2.45 in Texas.
Right. Yeah.
They're complaining about it.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I'm like, what?
Like, yeah. You,
really?
Half the time. Okay, so I've been to Texas quite a few times, and the same thing. People complain. You're just going to wait. I just want to go. You guys need to get out of your neighborhood or get out of your bubble
right.
mm-hmm.
and see what you want to dictate to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have no idea what the rest of us are dealing with, mm-hmm. whether you're in North, South Dakota, California, or even somewhere on the East Coast, mm-hmm. my answer was usually to tell them to shut up.
Well, yeah. I'm with you. And you yeah. said it in such a nice way, too.
I didn't. I really did not.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
No, it was 2 days ago. I was leaving here, mm-hmm. or on Thursday, actually. I was leaving here, and I was like, I need gas.
Yeah.
So I pull, and right in my neighborhood, I didn't mm-hmm. even search out. It was a block from the house, and $4.99 for premium unleaded, not even wow. just regular right. unleaded. Regular is like $4.15 a gallon yeah. or something. And the expensive place is a block, is about half a mile south of my house, mm-hmm. and it's always a dollar more a gallon because of the real estate.
Sure, yeah.
And that's the only gas station in mm-hmm. that part of the that area. And I always look at people going, seriously, just a half mile up the road.
Yeah.
And you go another half a mile, it's even cheaper. Mm-hmm. But I had to get home because I was going to do the Bob Seska show, so I
gotcha.
Had to get home.
Okay.
Right. Otherwise, I would have searched for, and I probably would have paid for, you know, $4.50 a gallon somewhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
So Mark Robinson.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently, he got burned.
He did. He touched a hot car.
Yeah.
Was his lips on the exhaust pipe? Just asking.
I don't
asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Yeah. He's he was hospitalized yeah. on Friday night.
Second degree burns.
Yeah, I mean that's a bad burn.
Why would you touch a
hot car?
Hot exhaust pipe.
He was basically, it was a parade or something that he was attending.
Right,
but exhaust pipe is like down way down below.
What?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to actually work.
Yeah.
At it to touch a hot exhaust pipe.
And for what reason?
No. He just leaned against a truck. Is what they're saying.
Oh.
So, like with Lonnie's, with mm-hmm. some of his cars, mm-hmm. the exhausts are right there.
Right there.
And when he has had friends get in and out of them, because they don't have doors.
Gotta be mindful.
Gotta climb in and out.
Gotta be mindful
they're
of those.
They're death traps. But he's mm-hmm. had some people burn their legs
yeah.
getting out of his car.
Sure. Be mindful.
Well, and that's like with the motorcycles, the same thing.
Same.
Just stay away from the exhausts.
Do you miss your motorcycle from back in the day?
I do.
Okay.
I liked my little Harley.
Mm-hmm.
I sold it to a guy that looked like Santa Claus.
Okay.
All right.
And it didn't even start. Battery was dead.
Oh.
He just looked at it and he went, here you go.
I'll take it.
Got more than I asked for. Nice. It didn't even start.
Santa was so nice to you.
He was. He brought a flatbed and just took it. I'm sure he turned it into something better and probably sold it for way more than he bought it for. But
Or maybe he rode it.
He did. He looked like Santa.
He did? Okay.
He did. He took it to Arizona, where it is hot, where you don't touch exhaust pipes because
right.
it's already hot.
Right.
You don't coddle metal, Stephanie.
How did that go again?
Yeah.
Coddle?
You don't coddle.
You don't touch metal things that have been sitting in the sun.
No.
Just don't.
It's just not wise.
And don't leave stuff in your car either.
Don't do it.
Don't leave chocolate, especially.
Don't do it.
Well, I mean, when I lived there, I had cassette tapes and CD players.
Oh.
You don't leave those in the car?
No.
No. But you could leave an egg on the dashboard, crack it open like Kamala Harris does with one hand because mm-hmm. she's really good at that whole thing.
I could never do that.
And then you just leave it on the dashboard, and then you have something to eat when you get back.
Oh, there you go.
That doesn't work.
Snacks on the road.
That's Snacks nice. On the road.
That doesn't work.
A little sunny side up.
They try that every year.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't
Are you sure?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The news, they try it every year. On the first 110-degree day, they always try to do it, and it doesn't work.
They lie.
They live on a throne of lies.
Yes, mm-hmm. not even on a manhole cover.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it turns a little bit white, but it's not an egg that you could
eat.
They don't eat.
No.
All right. Whatever. Karen, my boo-boo-foo-foo. Wait, well, not mine. Stephanie's mm-hmm. boo-boo-foo-foo. Hi.
Oh, we can share.
Okay, good.
So, point of order while I've been listening. My parents had both copies. They had The Joy of Sex and also Our Bodies, Ourselves, and they were strategically hidden in the very safest place away from children underneath their bed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because you're not going to find them there.
Yeah, you never look under my bed.
Yes. So let me just say, well played. I loved Stephanie's photo of the ball cuppage on the statue. But because I have been well educated, I am going to offer myself up to provide a tutorial for skilled ball cuppage.
Okay.
Okay.
Miller. Because I understand. I mean, she doesn't do it often, but so I'm available the next time I see her.
Okay,
good to know.
Okay, so point of order, really, really quick. We are 35 days out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should be having conversations with gettable people, friends, family, strangers. Vote.org. Go register. Check your registration. They have all kinds of information, calendars, state by state. Mm-hmm. They have a way to track your ballot.
Mm-hmm.
They have election reminders, polling place locators, early voting, whether you have it, whether you don't, when and where, how to vote by mail. Great resource. If you run into problems, ACL voting hotline is 866-OUR-VOTE.
Nice.
So be prepared if you have an issue. And passports do not have your addresses.
That's
okay,
right.
By the way.
I figured as much. Yeah, I didn't think that mine did either.
She's just full of all kinds of information.
I know. She's so smart.
Jody.
Yes?
Oh, Jody, really quick. Did you guys get the package?
Yes, we got it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Love you guys. Thank you, Karen. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It is 50 minutes after the hour.
Oh, I can smell that dog barf. It's like really gross.
It just smells like biscuits.
It smells like dog barf.
I'm used to it. I grew up with five dogs.
I got two dogs.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's 50 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, even speak to intruders in your home, warning them police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running. Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Save 50% on a new system and a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
All right, crew, let's get her.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community.
Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Happy birthday to the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. 20 years ago, Overture opened to the public, in part thanks to a $205 million donation from Jerry Fauci, a local philanthropist. It's still the single largest support for the arts in American history. Chief Artistic Experience Officer Tim Sowers has been there for almost all of it, including its growth to 7 state-of-the-art performance spaces.
I've been here 16 of the 20, and it's been really fun watching the organization and the center grow and, you know, getting top-notch talent every year. And it really brings artists from around the world to Madison and then all the local artists that we support.
Reinvesting in the infrastructure of the Overture is next, with the capital campaign about to get underway. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. You think I'm just too serious? I think you're full of it. My head is spinning, so Stephanie Miller.
I'm just listening to that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And the lyric is blow me one last kiss.
Yeah.
But then it says blow me and then Stephanie Miller.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or blow Stephanie one last kiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blow Stephanie Miller one last kiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Okay. Because otherwise it sounded really dirty.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
And your point is?
Right.
So Donald, over the weekend, bless his heart, he said he hated to pay his workers overtime.
Yeah.
He admitted to that.
Yeah.
At a rally and got applause for it.
And got applause for it.
He said he hated to pay people for overtime so much that he would, quote, hire other people.
Right.
And yeah. He's proposed an exemption for income tax for income earned for overtime work, but obviously he doesn't. He literally said, I shouldn't say this, but I'd get other people in. I wouldn't pay. I hate it. This is going to lead to a lot more. I don't do the accent or him. Sorry, everybody.
It's okay.
I think it's going to be economically positive, but I'm not even doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because like the, you know, tax on overtime, it's something so good.
Right.
This is verbatim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and people.
Word salad.
Yeah, totally.
I miss the halcyon days of Sarah Palin and her word salads.
Good salads.
Because at least they made some sense.
Some. There's a point in there somewhere.
There's something in there somewhere. So Smartmatic has reached a defamation a lawsuit against Newsmax. They have mm-hmm. settled.
Right.
They're still, though, under problems with the other company. What's the other stupid company? Begins with a D, the other company. But yeah, Newsmax has settled. Oh, Dominion. Mm-hmm. They're still under a lawsuit from Dominion. But yeah, they reached a last-minute settlement before going to trial. Smartmatic has also did reach a settlement against OAN
mm-hmm.
a while ago, which is why OAN every now and then just cuts away from Donald.
Right.
Because they're terrified of being sued again.
Good. Mm-hmm.
And good. Because you don't have Fox money.
The lawsuit worked then.
Yep.
It did. And you don't have Fox money.
Nope.
Fox has Fox money.
Yeah.
You do not have that kind of money, nope. Newsmax or anybody else. But they still face, again, with Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's set to go to trial next year. Judge Eric Davis ruled that Smartmatic could not seek punitive damages. That's why they settled for Newsmax, limiting its potential payout. So, and it's sealed,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're not going to admit to what they paid. Davis ruled that in advance of the settlement, it claims about Smartmatic were false. That's what the judge ruled. And it was determined at trial was whether the network acted with actual malice when it promoted Trump's claims about the election. So I'm glad that people are learning.
That's right.
You know?
Good.
Learning.
The lawsuits work.
They do work. They can when it's money. Well, thank you, Mr. Barton.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Good to see you, Sean.
Yes, always
good
to
see
good
you.
To see you. Yeah. And it's 58 minutes after the hour. Ms. Miller will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. See you then.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap all the news that happened over the weekend. I'm sure nothing will happen. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings at 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.